Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and Claire Huang is the Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, and she joins us every week with an update and analysis of the latest from the territory. Claire, thanks for your time.
Hi, Howie. It's good to be on the show again.
What's the latest, though, Claire, update on the coronavirus situation in the city?
Well, you can say it's somewhat stabilized. You know, the daily numbers have fallen to single digit, or it's hovering around 10, which is a relief to people here. I think it probably reflects people's awareness and caution after the most recent gym outbreak.
But Secretary for the Civil Service Patrick Nip Tuck Quinn has made a plea for the city to pick up the pace of its vaccination program. Why? Has it been too slow? How's Hong Kong handling the inoculation?
You know, it has been somewhat slow, but then, you know, it's probably going to be slower now, you know, with the fact that the BioNTech jabs have been suspended temporarily for use because of defective packaging. They found defective packaging. And so the Hong Kong and Macau governments were told that they were going to suspend the vaccinations. But basically, if you're talking about the Hong Kong inoculation program, there were mentions of possible plans to further expand the program to those aged 16 to 29, but the government has not yet announced anything except to say that it is looking at this. On a daily basis, you've got about 23,000 jabs being given out. That was in the past before BioNTech was suspended. But now that it's been suspended, we can expect the vaccination rate to definitely slow down further. And just to give a sense of how slow, if we go by 23,000 jabs per day, right, that's going to take at least 8 months to get herd immunity of 70% of the population.
Let's talk more about that BioNTech batch that was suspended. It's just a single batch, though, and it was on Wednesday that Hong Kong and Macau suspended COVID-19 vaccinations from BioNTech. There were two batches. What else do we know?
So we have 585,000 doses in that affected first batch, okay? Yeah. So that's got a product serial number, right? So of those, 150,000 have been given out since the BioNTech shots were rolled out in early March. Now, officials have a dicey problem because the take-up rate is not great. It's slow. There's been hesitation given reports of deaths. You've got 10 so far. Expert panel has said that there are no direct links of these deaths, okay? And then you've got also news and reports about adverse reactions, things like facial paralysis, you know, heart palpitations and things like that. So The expert panel tasked to look into these cases, you know, have said that there is no direct links to the deaths, you know, and of the 10, 9 of them who took the Sinovac jabs and one BioNTech. So yesterday, the governments in Hong Kong and Macau were informed of the defective packaging, right? You have things like cracked bottles. You have things like leakage due to overpressure from vials, loose caps, and so on. And the two companies, Fosun Pharma, which is in charge of distributing the vaccine in China, basically when I say China, I mean mainland Hong Kong and Macau, together with BioNTech, then decided to alert the governments and basically as a precautionary measure have asked you know, the governments to stop using those jabs. Now, the two companies are supposed to do a comprehensive investigation. And there is now this problem because the first use of the jabs were in early March. So people due for their second jabs, BioNTech jabs, will be on Saturday. They're supposed to receive them on Saturday. But then the authorities now have to see the existing jabs are safe for use because the maximum number of days you wait for the second dose, okay, is at least recommended, right, is 42 days. Something has to be worked out for new shipments of the vaccine to get to Hong Kong in time, or this could severely throw a spanner in the works for the inoculation drive here.
I wonder about those people who've already had their first jab. They might have to start all over again, so to speak.
That will include me if it doesn't get in on time, which can be quite frustrating. So everything's up in the air right now. It's unknown, right? We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam this week also spoke about travel deals with overseas governments to allow cross-border flows of vaccinated residents. What else did she say?
Well, she said that the government is looking into easing rules for those who have been vaccinated, but that hinges on the majority getting the jabs. And basically, she's talking about herd immunity, right? So she was asked about the 21-day quarantine, you know, and she says that she's now getting a team to look into perhaps making it in line with other places like Singapore to make it 14 days instead of 21.
Let's talk about, though, those 8 Hong Kongers who were part of a group of democracy activists who were handed back to the authorities earlier this week after serving jail sentences in mainland China. What else do we know, Claire?
Well, the police's National Security Department will take over the group's cases. 2 of the 12 were returned to Hong Kong in December previously because they were the youngest, and mainland officials decided not to charge them. And then another 2 are still in the mainland because they're serving a 2- and 3-year sentence. So that leaves 8 of them and came back to Hong Kong, where they will face charges for their alleged roles in the 2019 unrest, and some of them have been charged.
And China's top legislative body set to endorse the shakeup of Hong Kong's electoral system starting next Monday. State media says agenda for the meeting of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, led by proposals to amend annexes 1 and 2 of the basic law. Talk us through it.
Well, invoking amendments to the annexes is now common enough. And this is made so as to sort of like, tweak the basic law. Now, the government will not be able to table an amendment bill for law amendments immediately after the NPC's Standing Committee passes amendments to the basic laws, Annex 1 and 2. But then the Hong Kong government has said that it would do so as soon as possible. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has said that the primary targets will be the 3 elections in the 12 months ahead. You are looking at the chief executive election, which needs to be held by March, okay, for the elected candidate to take office on July 1st next year. And then you've got another big one, which is the Legislative Council. So they have to elect their lawmakers. So that's another big election.
Switching gears, though, Chinese search engine Baidu debuted on Hong Kong Stock Exchange earlier this week, raising $3.1 billion in its IPO. It's the latest mainland tech giant to flock to the financial hub. What's going on, though, with the IPO mania in Hong Kong? Starting to fizzle, you think?
Well, it debuted on Tuesday and it raised $3.1 billion in its IPO, right? Over the past 18 months, you know, Hong Kong has seen a flurry of Chinese tech firms hold IPOs in the city, part of a drive to list closer to home as relations between Beijing and Washington sour. And is it starting to fizzle? I guess, I don't think it's starting to fizzle, because as long as ties between the two major powers in the world remain, you know, rocky, it will probably drive a lot of the Chinese firms to come to Hong Kong to list.
What about Alibaba, though, Claire? We saw reports that the group's been ordered to sell its media assets.
Well, Alibaba and SCMP have rubbished this. Now, can I just say for context that Alibaba has a stake in Weibo, which is huge in the mainland and is the more likely concern for Beijing, because there are reports that a senior executive's scandal, affairs apparently, was wiped out on Weibo. So here's where I turn your attention to Tencent, China's biggest social media and video games company. Now, it was reported that Mr. Pony Ma, who's the founder of Tencent Holdings, have met with antitrust watchdog officials this month to discuss compliance at his group. Now, the meeting is the most concrete indication of China's unprecedented antitrust crackdown, which started late last year, okay, if you remember, with billionaire Jack Ma's Alibaba business empire, and that could soon spread. Now, if it's anything to take note of, Howie, Beijing has vowed to strengthen oversight of its big tech firms, which rank among the world's largest, are the most valuable, and Beijing is concerned that they have built, you know, market power that stifles competition or misused consumer data and violate consumer rights.
All right, Claire, we're going to have to leave it there. Always grateful for your insight.
Thank you, Howie.
Claire Huang, the Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.